Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we are so excited to be with you today, talk to my buddy Stevie Anderson and talk more about things that are going on in our lives and the things that matter most to us, which of course is about serving others, becoming the best people that we can be. And so this show is really dedicated to talking about all types of different things, of course, with our illustrious host, Stevie Anderson, former pro ball player, football player, now pro golfer, and inspirational motivational speaker. If you'd like to join us today, this is not a normal night. This is a different night for us, a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. But if you are listening and you'd like to join us, our number is 323-417-6724, 323-417-6724. You can certainly call in, and we will take your calls. We'd love to hear from you, hear what you're doing and what you're talking about, what's interesting to you. And, Stevie, I just want to start out by saying thanks a lot for being flexible about doing the show on Tuesday. For me, I know that normally we do it on Thursdays, but this is a busy season for all of us, and I happen to maybe our listeners aren't aware of this, but I'm a working musician, and this is the busiest time of year for me. And I had an opportunity to work on Thursday night, and this is kind of a time that I can earn money for my family for Christmas. So thanks for being flexible and moving it to Tuesday for me.
Okay, Tim, how's it going today? How's your night?
It's going good. What's that?
How's your evening going? Is it going well?
It's going well. It's been a busy day today. How about you?
It's been busy. Before we get off and talk a little bit, but you said instruments. Now you said music. You want to let our callers, listeners know that what's your specialty? What's the instrument? Your favorite instrument? What are you a professional at? In music.
Yeah, I'm a professional percussionist, drummer. So but I'm a contract player, so I'm not really part of an established group that I always play with. I have several different people that will hire me, and I play for a lot of different churches, and it just happens that, you know, the time between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day is just particularly busy, and of course, I have two children, so we're always getting whatever we can to be able to put gifts under the tree and keep all of our bills paid. So so I'm grateful for the opportunity, but I've been playing the drums, percussion, since I was 4 years old, and I'm 43. So any way you look at it, that's a long life of doing the same thing.
Oh, wow. So you just a gift there. That's just a gift to you, or you just, that was something you started at 4 years of age. You just picked it up and started playing it, or what?
Yeah, my mom started me, you know, she had this idea that every child should play an instrument. And so she asked me, I was about 4 years old, I guess I was probably closer to five in the sense that I was four when I started, but, you know, I turned five soon after when I started. I started about in the fall of the year that I was four, and my birthday's in November, so almost five. And she said, I remember her very, very succinctly saying to me one day, "So, Tim, what instrument do you want to play?" I really didn't have a choice. Of course, when you're 5 years old, 4 years old, you don't know that you don't have a choice. So I said, "I don't know." Right. And then I saw on the Johnny Carson show, there was this guy playing the drums. And, I mean, Louie Belson, who's a famous drummer, he's gone now, but... And I turned to my mom and I said, "I want to play the drums." And family, really sacrificed a lot for me to be able to do that.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah. You know what, Tim? It's something you said that your mom believed in every kid should actually use and be able to play an instrument. Mm-hmm. Well, my mom believed in every boy to play sports. Now, that's... Mm-hmm. But you know what? And there was a gift that was given through her to you to start playing. And you just fell into it, and now you are a professional at it. It's the same. Yeah. That goes into what we're talking about. I was listening to her belief and my mom's belief when she was living. My mom believed every boy should play some type of sport, okay? And an instrument was more or less a bonus. So...
Mm-hmm.
That goes into the subject of Christmas. You're a minister, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're deep into it. That's an honor while looking for you to what you're doing. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. Myself, I was brought up in church. I prayed, and I grew up around leaders that believed heavily into church and their religion, mm-hmm. which was Baptist. Now, even though I have friends of all different religions, and I grew into the world to learn those things, and just I was blessed still today that God put me in different situations and different places to learn more about people. And some of the best friends were of different religions. Mm-hmm. Now, before I'm going to go back to what I just said, the religion thing. I have friends, like I said, that's actually Baptist, Christian, non-denominational, and so forth, in that Christian rim, that have their beliefs on what day Christmas was and it wasn't. And I go to say, for me, Christmas is a day of giving because God gave us Jesus Christ. Giving in, mm-hmm. and of the love. And that's another subject we want to talk about later on the road is about love. But love is all through Christmas. And then mm-hmm. Christmas is just not on the 25th of December. Christmas is on today. Christmas is on last week. Tomorrow, every day, is Christmas.
Right.
That's where you're supposed to be living Christmas. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to let you go ahead and say, go ahead and give your thoughts about Christmas. But even the definition of Christmas is even saying that the annual Christian festival celebrating Christ's birth. It's held on December 25th. And, okay? And that's a day that we celebrate it. Now, there's some believers mm-hmm. that believe, you know, it's in June, somewhere in that area. Sorry if I'm not getting it right, but like I said, that's your specialty now. So, I'm not going to be out there saying what I'm feeling in the football field. I never played the game before.
Right.
You should have done it. But I don't know what that guy's going through unless I played the game. I know he's going through out there in the football field. I played it. So I'm not going to touch waters that I'm unfamiliar with. That's why I'm glad to have you on this subject. But I would love for you to basically what I'm saying, Christmas and for our listeners, Christmas is a very, 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 very deep subject. It's deep. I mean, it goes so deep that some – I mean, literally, it'll have your minds all over the place. It's deep. And I can know Tim can box that for me because even goes down to the tree, even in the Old Testament, when my dad was talking about that, the Christmas is deep. Now, I want to see Christmas. I'm going to talk about the simple part of Christmas, and I'm going to say that the love of it the gifts, and I'm glad the three wise men came and gave gifts to the baby Jesus. And I want you, Tim, as we go along, and I touch on the end about the kids, let's keep the kids a hope of Christmas, that are believers of Christmas. Let's keep their hopes going and not hinder that. Now, for a lot of our old heads, which are old heads, meaning that you grow up and then now you're learning things and you find out things and now you can't tell you anything. For our old heads, we have our own belief, but still, even our old heads, as growing up and adults, let's still, from old heads to hard heads, let's still give our kids, the youth, the babies, and like my little nieces, give them the hope to let them know that Christmas, the Santa Claus and things like that. Let them believe that. That's fine. Let them enjoy it. Now, some parents may not agree to that, but that's just the way I feel about it. But let me go ahead, Tim. Sorry, I'm going off. I must want to talk the whole show out. But go ahead and talk. Tell me your thoughts about Christmas. Your belief. How you feel about Christmas.
Well, you know, Christmas is a very special thing, very special subject to me on many different levels, I think. And so, but to make it, make it so that I make sure that we don't talk about, you know, we don't have enough time to go into the great depths of it, but the reality of Christmas for me is, the fact that mankind was given an opportunity that it would not have been given any other way, and that was for redemption. And so there are three words that Christmas mean to me. The first word is redemption, meaning that a long time ago I recognized within myself that even the very best things that I could do, even the days that I'm at my very best, it just didn't have any meaning for me. There was really no reason for me to do good things in the sense that I suppose it benefited me in a temporary way, and it benefited those around me, but I needed a greater purpose for my life, and it was something I'd struggled with for a long time, this idea of not only why am I here, but why is who I am and what I do important? And so when you talk about redemption, now you're talking about something that qualifies that someone bigger than I am has a purpose for me and knows where I am. I'm not just walking around on earth by myself, but somebody knows who I am. They have a purpose for me. They've redeemed me. They've given me forgiveness for the things that I know that I've done wrong. I mean, there isn't a person walking around this planet that doesn't know that they've done something wrong. And so the idea that I can be forgiven of those things, that my life can have a deeper sense of purpose, and that I can understand who I really am in a far greater way than just the fact that I'm here walking around on earth, bumping into people, and hopefully doing good things. It's greater than that. So redemption is the first word. Then the second word for me would be hope. The parable of, proverb that says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so many people I meet, especially at this time of year, I mean, the fact of the matter is, Stevie, is that I'm a musician, so I am typically out in places where people are trying to find some salve for their life. I'm in a lot of bars and clubs and restaurants and places where people are trying to find a way to forget their problems, to bury their sense of hopelessness. And the fact is, Christmas is all about hope. It's all about the fact that, there's a greater hope out there than there is despair. That ultimately life can be a much greater journey than just the destination I find myself in right now. And a lot of people find their destination they've arrived at to be fairly disappointing. And yet there's a great hope in the journey when you know that someone loves you and is looking out for you and has forgiven you and wants to have a relationship with you that far transcends any relationship that we could have on earth. So redemption and hope. And then the third one for me, the third word, is about being blessed. You know, I mean, I think about the fact that Thursday I'll be going and playing the drums somewhere, making a little extra money for my kids so I can put some more, you know, put some Christmas gifts under the tree. And you know, the whole reason I want to put Christmas gifts under the tree is not to buy my children. I don't need to buy my children. My children are a blessing to me. And I want them to, this is just one way that I can show them how much of a blessing they are to me, in a sense. I mean, you can't just give gifts to show that that someone's a blessing to you. But, you know, this is that time of year where I want to be able to say, you know, I just want to remind you again how much I love you and how much you're a blessing to me and how much I appreciate your life and what you're going to do with your life and who the person is that you're going to become. And so Christmas means that. But, you know, the truth is, just like you said, I'm going to do that on Friday night because somebody blessed my life. My father was a mechanic. My mother was just a school teacher. I come from a very poor family. I grew up in a very hard part of town, but they always figured out a way to make sure we had lessons. They always figured out a way to make sure we had Christmas gifts. They always made sure that there was a way. And I remember my dad working on the side and doing all, and I'm continuing that legacy in a way. I don't mind doing it because it reflects the blessing that my parents were to me. And so Christmas really is about being blessed and also being a blessing to others. And I think that's really important. I think that a lot of times we have to remember that because Jesus came and because he gave us hope and redemption for our sins, ultimately that inspires us now. It should inspire us to not only feel blessed and feel like, you know, it's worth that we have significance in this life and purpose, but that it also that we are our charge now is to make sure that we're a blessing to others. And so, you know, whether you meet somebody on the street that you can hand $5 to make sure they eat another meal, whether it's a toy drive you can give toys to make sure the kids have what you know they want at Christmas time. Or whether, you know, you meet somebody like Stevie Anderson and you find out you just have two lives collide together in a way that you just didn't expect, those are blessings in life. And if I live my life in such a way that I reflect the blessings that I feel in my life and help to bless others, that closes the cycle for me as far as what's important in life. And so I hope that wasn't too long-winded an answer. I know we have some callers, and I'm sure people will have a lot of things to say about that. But that's the reality of Jesus coming here has so much more meaning to me on a daily basis because my life needs to be set up in such a way that I bless others.
Tim, I think I'm having problems with the audio. You hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, it was having a problem with the audio for a minute.
Okay.
And now it's not so much clear. Sorry about that, listeners. Tim, you didn't actually, I would say, I could feel in your heart the way you grew up. And you didn't, it's now that you was, you went off into it, which is, you said something about your mom. You said sometime you were to the point that you guys didn't have anything for Christmas. I want to make that a point that there are some out there that will not receive presents in a sense for Christmas, but the presents are inside of the people. You may not see the presents, but the presents are there. The presents are in your face every day. There's presents and gifts. Even the three wise men brought the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I was a friend of mine, next door neighbor Eric Zeno, was a true member of this. We were in it was elementary school. I forgot what grade it was, but I was a wise man, and one of the wise men around this time in the play. And I still, I knew I had some in my hand, but I still don't remember it fully to the extent. But when I was thinking about that, there are so many wise people out there that have, they give back, they give things, they give. You don't have it physically, they give the good thoughts and talk to people. The wise men, it's substantiated so much into Christmas that people, we just forget. You know, being wise, wise men could be wise women too, in a sense of giving. It's not just men, it's women too. It's all of us, ladies, male and female. We have to give gifts in a sense for the love, the being appreciative, just having a good heart. And you know what, Tim, on this day, particular day, you find yourself, you don't find too many people arguing and fighting and a lot of danger, crimes during Christmas. You really don't find that. But I'm going to go back to what you were saying with your mom. We had a Christmas, and I've been blessed to have, I was blessed to have a mother and father. I can never, to the end of the day I die, I was always said I was blessed. If I leave this world tonight after the show, I was blessed. My mom and dad, we had one Christmas, and I opened a present. My mom, I think it was my dad, and then my younger brother was sitting there. I'm talking about older brothers. That my younger brother, we were sitting there, and I was opening up the present. And my dad gave me these shoes. And Tim, these shoes were so outdated, right? I mean, we gave her the shoos, looked at them, and my younger brother, we started laughing, like, what do you do with these shoes? I mean, what do we do with these shoes? And it was so funny, but at the same time, I don't know if I hurt my dad's feelings, but then he said, well, you know what? He said something real, real smart, and I said, no, I said, thank you for the present. But there's been times that was because we didn't have as much as we thought we'd have for Christmas. And there are people out there today that would not receive gifts in a certain way, but you got to remember that there are loved ones around you that's giving their thoughts, their heart out to you as just good people and being appreciative and being there for you. That's all I'm saying is I appreciate and I cannot thank enough for Jesus Christ being born on this, being born to give us what we have right now today. Wonder if he wasn't born, what would happen then? How would it be? And that's a whole other subject.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Tim, every day is a Christmas for us. It really is. And so everyone's been, I think most people have been down that road. To where some of those families didn't have anything for Christmas to give gifts, but the gift is is inside. And some they get the stockings and put candy in it. They get the box and put nuts in it, and an apple. And the tree, you go out in the woods and get your tree and cut it and have Christmas, celebrate it. My dad told me this one time. He said, "Don't matter how you feel, or how you feeling this year going through Christmas, and how bad it's been the year, and what you didn't accomplish or haven't accomplished, do not fall in love for Christmas. You must not lose that. Do not lose it. And I don't care, do not lose it. If you believe in Christmas, do not lose that. Celebrate it. Have fun with it.
Right.
I mean, if you have to wrap up an old T-shirt in the closet, you know, or whatever, to give someone, to give a gift. It's a dollar. It's 50 cents. Give a present. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. And that person will appreciate it. You wouldn't believe it. You can give a person a little gift, and they're going to sit back for a little while, and they're going to think about it. It's like just a thought that counts. And we can't forget about that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we have some callers, Stevie, so I don't want to make them wait any farther. Let's get one on here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hello, is this caller?
Hello, is this caller? Hey.
Lindsay.
Hey there.
Okay.
You're on the Stevie Anderson show.
This is Lindsay. Hey.
Mr. Lindsay, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
All right, Lindsay's a friend of mine. Lindsay's a friend of mine. Actually, he's my, went to school with my older brother. How you doing, Lindsay? Thanks for calling. How's it going?
I'm doing wonderful. I was enjoying the conversation between the two of y'all on the dialogue of Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas.
Okay. Give us your thoughts. Give us your thoughts about it.
Well, basically, I agree with both of you all concerning the true meaning of Christmas. The true meaning of Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ, which he was the gift that God gave to us so we have the right to the tree of life. And and what I mean to the tree of life, he is life. He's present today in this world. And in that respect, when you was talking about the symbolicness of when the three wise men brought gifts to him, we also have to look at and understand the reason why they brought those gifts to him. Because they was worshiping the king of the world. He was the king. He was the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He was being born into this world so everyone else would have a right to what we have today. Because he was the first and he is the last.
Mm-hmm.
But we also must understand that Christmas is not about Santa Claus. And they have made it into a commercial thing. It's about the birth of Jesus and understanding why he came into this world and how we're supposed to love one another and treat each other with brotherly love. And we can say agape love, which is brotherly love. We must keep that in mind. We have to love one another as God has loved us to let his son come into this world.
Amen.
Hello?
What do you think?
Yeah.
No, we listen to you. We listen to you. That's just as straight as it's going to get. That's the truth. Everything you're saying, that's what it is. It's about love. Love one another.
Because he is love. He is love. And we must learn how to love one another as God has loved us first. That's the only way this world will become better. And all things, because one day love will come out of eternity and return unto us. And when he comes, there will be no more. Time will stop within an effort, and there will be no more. And all that we have not done, this is preparation. This is preparation.
Okay.
We're in a train station, in other words. We have our ticket. And we're getting ready to take flight. But the only way we can be with him, we must die out of this world. See, the thing is, people don't understand, you're thinking you're living here. You're not living. We are dying day by day. But through Christ, we shall live. That's the reason why he came into the world, because the world was full of sin.
Could you say one more time,
please? Out of this world to come. Pardon me, I'm sorry.
No, you in it now. We like it. I love that you're in it. But you were saying again, let the listeners, I want you to repeat what you said about we're in this world, we're dying in this world. Could you, would you just say about that one more time?
See, like I tell people all the time, I say I'm blessed, proud, and privileged to be among the living in the land of the dying.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, when you come set apart, separated from the world. You're dying in this world fleshly, but in the spirit you're living for the next world, which is the new heaven. And that's when you become present with the Lord himself. You must die to become present with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is
all right.
We was made out of what? The dirt. The dirt.
That's right.
In other words.
Yeah.
And a lady was born out of a man's rib as a helpmate.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But
we have to understand, coming through those 32 generations, that God created his son in his own image, which was man. And through his son, He gave this world life more abundantly,
mm-hmm.
which is love. And he wanted the greatest thing among all was love. He wanted us to love one another as he has loved us too. And Christmas is about love. It's about giving. Yes, it is. But it's better to give than to receive. That is so true. And I've seen when I have given more and I've received greater, that's where he always say, bring your tithes and offering into the storehouse. Because once you, your blessings come beyond that offering. Your tithes is a tenth of what your earnings are. But when you give beyond that in your offering, that's when your blessings come.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's better to give to people who are not, who do not have. I was listening to Stevie talk about his father's shoe. That was very, 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 very funny to a sense that a person didn't understand the reason why he gave him them shoes. He gave him them shoes, the shoes, because he loved his child and he wanted his child to have some shoes on his feet. And that was his best at that time. But he gave it through love. He didn't give it for show. He gave it through love. And you received it through love.
That's right.
So everything runs right back together as love, L-O-V-E. You can't get away from it. You can't get around it. Jesus is love.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think, Tim, you want to make a quick comment? And
I couldn't agree more. I mean, 1 John 4, 7 and 8 says, beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Even he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And then, so the idea here is that, you know, God is love. He infused that love to us in human form through Jesus so that we could actually learn how to love in a way that we could not have experienced otherwise. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that the real meaning of Christmas here is really about God's plan for redemption, yes, and also to truly love us. And
amen.
So,
and I think you
great call.
Thank you.
And I agree with you also because that is so true. That is
thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Well, thank you, and
go
y'all
ahead.
Be blessed and have a blessed Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
You too.
Same. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, we have another caller. Let's get him in.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. Caller, you are on the air with Stevie Anderson.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Good.
Hi.
You good?
I am. Okay, you hear me okay?
Yeah, you have to turn your radio. Yeah, you have to turn your radio down or whatever. We can hear that.
Okay, you hear me okay?
Go. Yeah, now we hear you fine.
Yes.
Who is this?
Uh-huh.
What is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I'm Steve Anderson's dad.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now we're talking.
Hey. Yeah, let's tell you.
I'm not gonna take up a lot of y'all's time. Someone else might want to call in. But I agree with everything everyone has said. And, with Jesus Christ is love. I'm going to take about 2 minutes, you know. I want to write something by you. When I was a little boy, let's go back. I gave Stevie, my kids, everything we wanted for Christmas because I was talking about Jesus is love. And it hadn't been for God giving us Jesus Christ, where would we be? But my thing is, I'm going to run this by you, and I'm going to get off the phone. when I was a little boy, my dad had it bad by wanting to celebrate and get drunk for Christmas. And which a lot of people live for that right now. You know, they live to party, you know, but it's not about that. It's about love. And he went off and he had a wreck on Christmas Eve. And we didn't get anything for Christmas Day. But the one thing we had, it was 11 of us in the house, but one thing we had was love. And that's all it's about. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hush on that part and let you all talk about anybody you want to.
Tim, I would like to say, Dennis, good to hear from you. Of course, you know I love you. And, yeah, Tim and I won't get too soft on the radio. I talked to you at home for Christmas, but tell them what's your age now. You said you're a little boy, and how old are you now today?
I'm 71. God's been good to me.
71 years of age.
Yeah, and thank God, because He loved me enough to let me stay here that long through Jesus Christ. And don't forget to let everybody know, Stevie, that everyone know that. When you was a little boy, you run through the house and knock the Christmas tree over on them days.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I'm gonna get off of this. I'm warning.
Hold on. We're gonna leave it here for a second. Hold on one second. Tim, my dad, you know, and he's the only parent I have left, and he's fantastic. I would say that. Dad, he told us, and I was mentioning earlier, that not to forget. Never ever. I came home one Christmas, and I just didn't have what I wanted to have to give for Christmas my family. And he knew it. He could see it in my eyes. He told me, said, you know, you have to go through Christmas, and you cannot lose the love of Christmas, love for it. And He's been there for us through thick and thin, and he's taught us. I'm glad to have my mother dead to help us through life, to keep us on the right path, and it definitely using Christmas as a daily thing and not just for Christmas for that time of the 25th. So my dad, we can. Right. Talk forever about different stories, but he kept us, you know, firm, and still today believers in Jesus and our thoughts. But like I say, he is the same way. He has friends of all different religions, but still our beliefs, we really take it to we you know, even though sometimes we get thrown off course, but we still have to get on your knees and I thank Dad for that, and he's done a terrific job, and he's still doing a terrific job. Did anything else you want to say about Christmas?
No, just don't forget to get me something, that's all.
Well, we will we'll have to see what Santa Claus brings.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dad. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. All right, we have another caller.
That was crazy right there, Dad.
Caller, thanks for being patient. You're on the Stevie Anderson Show. What's your name? Caller, hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Tim with the Stevie Anderson Show. You're on the air.
This is Gladys Sehorn.
This is Dr. Gladys? Ms. Dr. Gladys?
This is Pastor Gladys.
Yes, hey, how are you? How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. I didn't know if you all were talking to me or someone else.
No,
good.
All right. No, my dad just called in and we were talking briefly.
Okay.
Tim, this is it's an honor to have Dr. Gladys on. She's I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk. Dr. Gladys, she's actually out of Houston, Texas, and I've visited her church. And I think if anyone sit down and talk with her and go to her church, you don't want to leave. It's just unbelievable the feeling. You leave from the church, and when she approaching and just talking to her, you know, you make you feel like a little kid in a sense. You sit down and pay attention, and she's unbelievable. But go ahead, Dr. Glass. I want to talk. It's good to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you and seen you in a long time. I'm glad you called in.
Well, I'm glad to be. To be in on the conversation this evening. And I believe you're talking about Christmas, and you know, Christmas is a very special holiday in the Christian world. And just like the caller I heard earlier, you know, time will not allow us to go into the deep history of you know, how Christmas evolved. And if we were to do that, you know, it probably, a lot of the callers we call in and say, get that woman off the radio. But, but you know, just you know, to just kind of elaborate just a little bit about the holiday, it is a Christian holiday, and it is in celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And Stevie, you've heard just a little bit of, you know, what I teach. I actually study the Bible from the Hebrew, because that's the origination of the Bible. And so as you study the Word of God from that perspective, it's going to give you a different perspective about many things that we've been taught, because of the differences as well as the similarities between Judaism and Christianity. But one thing that the two do have in common is many, not all of the Jews, do believe in that Jesus is the Messiah. So in their beliefs as well as in our belief, and not only that, without the Jews, there would not be any Christians. You know, that's one truth we have to establish and recognize, because the Bible was written by Jewish people, Jewish men, in a Jewish setting, and so it was written for the Jews. However, you know, with the coming of Christ, and he opened that door for all of us to have, to be able to come into the presence of the Father. And in doing that, then the Christians, you know, established a day of celebrating his birthday. And we know, just researching the history, that he was not born in December. Perhaps he was probably born early on, maybe October, the end of September, October, during the Feast of Tabernacles. But because we don't really know an exact date, you know, like I was born September 30th, so since we don't we have clues, but it's not definite, you know. So they celebrate the birth. And in celebrating the birth, anytime you bring Jesus into anything, you bring in hope, you bring in love, you are bringing truth. And this is one thing that that Christmas has brought in to believers, whether it be in America or, you know, other countries that celebrate his birth. And as like I said, the more I study the Word of God, yes, it brings truth. But one thing it does not take away from are those three things: hope, love, and, you know, just the acceptance of Jesus Christ as being our Savior. How we celebrate it, that's up to us. But as long as we impute those things in people around us, you know, that's what pleases the Father. That when we can share, and we're supposed to share all that the Word of God said, let our light so shine that men may see our good works. So that's on a daily basis. It just so happened we carve out a time in a specific month, and we light up our homes, we decorate, we eat a lot of food, we visit family. But this should be a continuation. This should not be just something that we do on December 25th. Mm-hmm. And this is what pleases the Father.
Right.
Because this is one way that we show our, you know, the belief of who we say we believe in, because God is love. And when he gave his only son to do the works of that the Father wanted done, which was to bring the nation of Israel back together, and in doing that, then that brought us in, because it gave us that opportunity to become a great family of God. And in a world that we're living in now where there is so much darkness, there is so much everything that's going on, believers all over this world need to light up with the light that was given to us. He said, I am the light of this world. And if we say that we have this light, then we should exemplify it, not just on December 21st, but every day that we walk out of our homes or we remain in our homes around our families. Amen?
Amen. 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 And you're absolutely right on it. And like you said, today, even I'm down here in South Florida, and you see a lot of, I'm not going to say the South Florida period when I travel. It's a big difference than it used to be today's day versus 20 and 15 years ago. It's so much darkness of doubt. You know, people don't even just have no belief, no heart, no, they don't, no appreciation of other people, no respect. And we're losing it fast, very fast, just losing it. I mean, we're losing our people. Tim, you have anything that you want to hit on?
Well, even in that, Stevie, there was a word that Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, spoke about that we are actually seeing, you know, coming swiftly right before our eyes, and it's found in Isaiah 60. And he talks about the coming of the Messiah, but at the same time he talks about this darkness that shall cover the earth. And then he says dense darkness, which means that it's going to start one way, but it's just going to get worse and worse. And this is what we see in today. So at this time when, you know, decorations, I used to do it years ago and you know, real big. I used to would have the lights and all that. And, you know, I never stopped, but I just kind of, you know, downtoned it a little bit. But where I live now with a mixture, you know, of cultures that do not believe in Jesus Christ, I was leaving my home a couple of years ago, and I had not put out my lights. And on my way, I was on my way to Bible study, and the Lord said to me, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he said, put your lights out, because they need to see who you serve, who you represent. Because to them, when they see the lights at this time of year, then they know that you are a believer. Or at least they have some type of indication. Regardless of what you are, if you're nothing, but with the lights out, this is an indication that there is some light in the midst of all this darkness. And so this is what I say to believers today, that, you know, as we study the Word of God and we come into this truth, but still that truth is to grow us. It is to make us better in our walk before Him. But at the same time, we have to be very careful in, well, okay, now that I know the truth about Christmas, I don't celebrate Christmas. You know, I don't have to do it that way. Well, but what are you witnessing to someone who does not know Jesus Christ?
Right.
Yeah, Isaiah also talked about that.
Go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say that Isaiah also talks about that although there is this impending darkness that will continue to overshadow the earth, that there will be a remnant of people, a remnant of believers who will stand in the gap. And I know that for myself, I want to be counted among that remnant by God. I want to be able to say, hey, you know, I lived my life in such a way that, you know, I was not afraid to stand in the gap for God in a darkening world. And, and, you know, I think that's part of why what Christmas, for me, the real message of Christmas comes out through that, because it is hope and it is redemption and it is all those things. But it's also a reminder to us that, you know what, this is what life is really about. And all the other things really pale in comparison to the message of hope that Jesus brings. And so our job now is to remain true to God the Father and true to Christ, you know, his message of redemption in a very dark world. And you're right. As we see the world kind of starting to carve its own niche, the one thing it just can't seem to do is take Christ out of Christmas. You just can't do it, because once you eliminate Christ, there is no Christmas. And so all the secular people are singing the Christmas songs and all the buying and all the hustle and bustle and all that, it still is all centered around the fact that this baby was born. And that baby's life would absolutely change the world because of who he was. And, and so that's what's important to me.
Yes.
Dr. Gladys, I cannot thank you enough for calling, and I apologize that I haven't been down there to see you, but I will be back down to Houston. And I advise anyone, if you're in the Houston area, to make sure you stop by, and you would be – when you come out, when you're going in, you're going to feel something over. When you come out, you definitely – everyone needs to go. It's – she's – you know, you're fabulous. You're fantastic. And could you want to give us – you know what, give us, I didn't mention actually your information, your address, where you minister out of your church.
Let me give you the website, and they can just go on the website,
okay,
and find out everything. We are the website is www.cityofrefugegom.org. And that has our times, because we our times is very unusual compared to most services and what have you. But, again, the website is www.cityofrefugegom.org.
Okay. Refugegom.org. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, and I will see you soon. I will be in the Houston area, and I'll make sure I stop by and see you.
All
and
right.
It's so good to hear your voice. It's so good to
it
hear your
voice.
Thank
you so
much.
Have
a Merry Christmas.
Same to you all. I'm very Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Blessings.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow. So, Tim.
Yeah,
that was that was awesome. That was awesome. You know, this Christmas is it's a powerful word. It's a powerful word. A lot of words we've spoken, you know, beginning of the year, starting the show, has been very, very powerful. And it's a great, Christmas is a great subject to talk about at the end of the year. And like we talked about, Christmas also, I would say that what she touched on is that
Hope.
You hear me?
Yeah, we you cut out there, buddy.
Oh, sorry about that. I say when you look at when you turn the she said she was talking about the lights.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned the lights. When you turn the lights on. You hear me? You hear me, Tim?
Yep, we hear you. Gotcha.
You got me?
Yep. We hear you.
Okay. Okay. Those lights are important. And I would like to say about the lights you mentioned, Dr. Gladys, the lights, I think, is for us to keep our light shining. Keep your light shining, life. You'll never let your light turn off. Even when you go to sleep, your light still be shining. You don't know it. And that's just the love inside of you and being a good person and give a handout and help. And if you have it financially or any way, just give words of encouragement, love one another. And, you know, like I say, I always said in the show, there are some people just not going to get it. Well,
mm-hmm.
If you don't get it, you'll get it somewhere down the road. You'll get it. It's coming back on you. But
mm-hmm.
For now, the people that does that want to get it and want to make a difference, keep loving one another, respecting each other, and be thankful for Christmas. Be thankful for this
right.
For this this holiday.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stevie, as we are wrapping this up, I want to tell our listeners about a couple of things that are exciting news. The first is that the Stevie Anderson Radio Show is now available on iTunes. So if you have an iPod, iPad, iPhone, and you go to your store, your iTunes store, and you search for Stevie Anderson Radio, you will find it in the iTunes store. And at the podcast is right there. You can also look under podcasts and search that way. And you can click on it, and then it will automatically download every show that that we do here on the radio. And it'll do it. So every week that we're on, it will automatically download that to you. When you plug your phone in, it usually updates it. Those of you that do podcasts, you kind of know what I'm talking about. Very simple thing to do. It's free, and we just want to be able to give that to you. And I was hoping to have that all hooked up by the beginning of the year, and it's all working, and I just tested it today. So if you are an iPad, iPod, iPhone user, you want to have your, or if you are using your computer even, if you have iTunes, just go to podcast, search for Stevie Anderson Radio, click on it and hit subscribe, and it will send you all of the latest episodes right to your device, and all your devices, if that matter. So I just wanted to let people know about that. And Stevie, I just want people to kind of stay tuned as we go into get out of the holiday season and go into the new year, that we have a lot of we'll have a lot of great shows, a lot of great guests, and I'm excited about what 2014 is going to look like for Stevie Anderson Radio.
Yes, I'm excited too. I'm excited going to a new year. I really am. I'm really excited. I'm ready to do my best. That's what I'm going to do for 2014. I'm going to do the best that I can do. I'm going to push harder to get on track with my goals and just for people in general. Do my best I can do. And that's all you can do, Tim, just do your best.
That's right. That's right. Well, I just want to thank you for allowing me to take this journey with you over the last many months, and it's been an honor for me, and I look forward to doing more shows with you in 2014.
Tim, I feel the same way. Thank you. You've been terrific. You've been terrific, man. And I want you to have a happy, fantastic Christmas. And I think we're going to get back on the show the day after Christmas. That's what it's looking like, right? But we'll keep you guys in touch.
Yeah.
About the upcoming, the next date. But right now we're looking at the day after Christmas at 7 p.m.
Right.
Thursday.
Yeah.
But, yes, Dan, thank you so much. You're awesome. Have a fantastic Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you very much. You too, Stevie.
Yep.
Well, that's all the time we have on. That's all the time we have on this episode of the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. Thanks so much for being a part of our show. And we are excited to continue next week, or 26th, to have one more show before the end of the year. Thanks a lot for being a part of one of our listeners. You can download all of our episodes to your iTunes. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. We'll check you out next time.